This is Free Talk Live. It is available to you to take control of the show that you can bring up anything on 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. I want to welcome a special listener set that we have on tonight. WGMD in Delaware, our brand new Saturday affiliate, is actually going to be joining us here for weeknights, at least for the next few days. I'm not sure if it's going to be through, I think it's the rest of the week at the very least. And then
we're just filling in.
Yeah. We'll be off when we're off, I guess. So thanks to the crew over there for putting us on the air, and we'll take your calls about anything. So if it's your first time tuning in to this program, test it out. 800-259-9231. There's something you want to get off your chest, something you feel like you need to comment on. We're here for you. In fact, we're going to go unscreened to one of our amplifier lines here. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Good evening, gentlemen. Officer Liberty from Minnesota.
Officer Liberty, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to pick your brains, and I had an open question for the three of you.
Pick
if
away.
If you could pick one thing about the current administration, be what they're doing or who they've put in power, what enrages you the most?
Killing people in foreign countries. I would have the administration take all troops that are in the nearly 140 countries, sovereign countries that they're in, in more than 700 military bases, pick them up, put them on the first thing that smokes, bring them back to United States territory, even if, the closest one. If it's Guam, fine, I'll live with that. But I would prefer to see the U.S. troops on U.S. soil defending the United States as the Department of Defense is so named.
Now, point of information before I answer the question. Mark, wouldn't you have said the same thing 2 years ago?
Yes.
Okay. Just to make sure that we're clear for the people that are definitely brand new to the show tonight. Now, that's not some sort of partisan statement against the Obama administration. You'd have said the same thing were it George Bush or were it Bill Clinton. Of course, when it was Bill Clinton, you didn't have the same viewpoint.
When it comes to politics, my first and foremost position is let's stop killing people.
Yeah. A close second for me, because I would answer the same way. I would say the killing is probably the most objectionable thing, but it's a tough call between the killing and the threatening and the stealing, because, if you don't give them the money they're demanding from you, and they might put you in a jail cell, and if you don't want to go there, there's a chance they might kill you, so there's always that threat of death behind all the taxation that they do. Dale, what about you? What do you think?
Pretty close to what Mark said. I was going to say that my biggest issue probably is that he continued the war policies of the Bush administration almost, there's hardly any change whatsoever.
Well, he's ramping it up out in Afghanistan.
Yeah, exactly. In some ways, it's worse. So I would say, the interventionism in other countries, get it out, including, of course, the Iraq war and Afghanistan.
Right. He essentially lied on Iraq, too. He said that he was going to get the troops out of Iraq, and what he did is he pulled them back to bases. There's no evidence at this point that the troops have been diminished in any notable amount. They are not out, doing as nearly as many patrols or anything like that, but they're still in country in Iraq. So.
Almost a full quarter of his term in, right? I mean, we're almost a full year in at this point.
Now, gentlemen, to kind of piggyback on that, as long as that seems to be the consensus, would you rather, and I can kind of guess the libertarian standpoint is, we never should have gone in there in the first place.
But I didn't go in anywhere, let me tell you. I'm right here.
That being said, for all the people who have died already, I mean, I think we can all agree that Iraq has a better chance without Saddam. I mean, granted, taking out a dictator.
Stop right there. Iraq has a better chance without Saddam. A better chance of what, exactly?
I would say at least some sort of hope for something better. I mean, we can all agree that Al-Qaeda was, they imposed theocratical.
You do understand
dogma.
That prior to the invasion, Iraq had running water and infrastructure that was functioning and things like that.
They're getting that
and
back.
But
there was all the people that were killed in there.
Right.
Saddam Hussein was not killing people like that. I know he was an evil dictator, but he wasn't, wholesale executing people.
This is actually the sort of notion that promotes statism in the first place. There's this idea that, at least police are stopping bad criminals. Well, occasionally. But what's the price we're paying is that they're creating more crime than they've stopped. And
yes.
Is it good that Saddam is gone? Yeah, but was the price worth it? That's very questionable. Very questionable.
Well, I mean
the price that the Iraqis paid, too.
He did gas the Kurds, did he not?
He did gas some Kurds, but, I mean, when if you look at the number of people who have died from war-related stuff, be it, pestilence, diseases that have run rampant because of, lack of potable water shortly after the shock and awe crap.
Lead in their bodies,
right,
explosions.
Well, depleted uranium.
Falling buildings.
Exploding bombs and all those things. It numbers over 100,000. Saddam Hussein didn't kill 100,000 people, certainly not in the last decade. So
and it's not over.
He didn't have the power to do that because he, to some extent or another was still beholden to the Iraqi people, because at the very least they could have all gotten together with all the AK-47s they had and shot the heck out of his palaces and killed him.
Can we also rewind history a little further back than the 1990s as well and talk about how Saddam Hussein was in power because of his alliance with the United States?
Yeah, the checks that he was getting.
So all of the blame that you want to put on Saddam Hussein, go back a little further, and you can put it on the United States federal government.
And likely we wouldn't have had Saddam Hussein as an enemy if the George Senior Bush hadn't given him the go-ahead to invade Kuwait and then changed its mind. That's what he said in an interview with Diane Sawyer, and the administration has never rebutted it, and there's actually evidence on his side.
So, Officer Liberty, how do you feel about that?
Well, those are all valid points. I'm still kind of on the fence. I figure as long as we've already paid the price a little bit, we may as well.
Who are you speaking for? I don't want to pay any more price for this. In fact, I refuse to pay a price for this. I will avoid sending any money that I possibly can to the federal government because I will not pay a price for this. And I don't know why anybody else would want to pay a price. What are they gaining? When you pay a price for something in the marketplace, you gain value in return. What have the thousands of people who've died for this, the 100,000 Iraqis, the thousands of American troops, what have they gained? What have their families gained?
I would say nothing, but I look at it as more.
No, they've lost. It's you're right. They have gained nothing, and they've lost. They've lost their friends. They've lost their family members. They may have lost their fortunes or their homes or their businesses. What is that worth to you?
And that's not fair, but I also think about the women who don't have to be worried about being stoned to death because
not
they
in
didn't
Iraq.
Put on their...
Well, that, you're confusing Afghanistan with Iraq. Afghanistan had a significantly more backwards theocratic... the Taliban was significantly more backwards than really modern-day Baghdad, which was... it was a metropolis in the Middle East.
And
we went and dropped a whole bunch of TNT and like substances on it.
We can get into all the nitty-gritty details of the foreign entanglements of these various governments and the awful things that people do around the world. We can get into the details of that. And there's no doubt there are horrific people lording over people all around the world, whether they're dictators or kings or whatever their deal is. There's no doubt
Presidents.
About that. But the real issue here, the root of the issue, is whether or not I should be forced, or Dale or Mark should be forced, people like those of us who don't support killing in our names, if we should be forced to support this. That's the real issue. So you, Officer Liberty, if you really feel like there's something good happening...
He doesn't.
Over there. Well, no, but he's saying that it's worth it.
No, he's saying that now that we're there, should we clean up our toys? And I think it's a valid point.
Clean up our toys? We're talking about explosions and death here.
Not in Iraq, you're not. Not any longer.
Whatever, Mark. We're talking... That's what
about. You need to address foreign policy.
Clean your damn toys up and go home. Tomorrow. There's no 3-year process of cleaning up. You just shut it down and leave.
Well, someone would argue that what about the democratic government that we've worked so hard to foster
there? Now you've distracted me again.
What if it falls through?
No, I don't. It's none of my business. I'm not interested in forcing my way on these people. If you are Officer Liberty, if you think it's worth it, then you should get together with your buddies that agree with you and hire some mercenaries or go over yourself, arm up, and go and do the dirty work because I'm not interested in it.
Better yet, find Iraqis over there that would like to do it and raise money to support them.
Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231 because the real issue is consent and whether or not I want to go along with this, and I don't. 800-259-9231, and I don't want their welfare programs, and I don't want to go along with anything the federal government has. So.
I sure as heck don't want to support their puppet government they put in over there.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Service restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/Carhartt. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15 and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Features including live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, even a webcam, and listen lines. You can now call via any phone that can dial long distance and listen to Free Talk Live 24 hours a day. All the details are at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call and have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. So we're going to continue here on kind of a theme that we've been covering in the past couple shows. Last night, we talked about this really great story from the Financial Times that was reporting on India and how it is that in India, even though they have the free government health care, that poor people are choosing to pay for health care. Poor people who otherwise you would expect would take advantage of the freebies, right? That's what people expect poor people to do. But in India, there were over, at least in one small area, there were over 500 private schools. 500 private schools and 500, and I don't know how many hospitals, but they were also talking about education and how they're also choosing private education over the government's freebie education. The doctors that they were choosing in the marketplace, the private doctors, weren't as supposedly well-educated as the ones in the public system, in the government system. But it turns out that the private doctors were giving better service, that people were happier with the private doctors and the, you know, the level of quality that they were receiving as far as their healthcare services were concerned. And so it was a great story because it kind of just threw it in the face of the people that are out there constantly promoting the welfare state, saying that, the poor need this, the poor, we need these government programs to help the poor. But it turns out that the poor are voluntarily choosing to avoid the government freebies.
Right, the poor think that your government's socialized health care sucks. That's what the poor people think. And they're right. As all you have to do is participate in a socialized health care system, and you will in fact realize that the government health care system does suck.
Poor people in these countries that we're talking about here was India in this case. These are not stupid people. Just because you're poor doesn't mean you're stupid. It can just mean that you've got a oppressive government that is essentially squeezing as much of your wealth out of you and restricting your opportunities as effectively as it can. That's why so many people are poor around the world. They're not given the opportunities to essentially lift their economic strata up, to raise themselves up on the rungs of the economic ladder, if you will, because they're physically prevented from doing so. You can't open. I remember John. I think it was John Stossel's book, his first book, where he was talking about the oppressive business climate in places like India and other countries around the world. He compared them to Hong Kong, where in Hong Kong, he went into a mall, filled out one sheet of paper, and was able to, within minutes, set up his own booth and start selling product. Can you imagine something like that here in the United States? I mean, beyond like a flea market? Here it's very difficult to open up your own storefront. Here it's you've got to get approval from all kinds of government bureaus and things like that.
Imagine trying to open a storefront on Main Street in Keene.
Yeah, anywhere. Yeah. Imagine the thousands of dollars you'd be forced to pay in property taxes. I mean, it's just not freedom. And so anyway, going back to the healthcare issue. We were talking about India last night, but Mark, you have an email from somebody who's in Canada. And of course, Canada is one of those places where here in the United States, the people that are promoting the idea of government-run healthcare, they love to point to Canada. Oh, Canada's great. Now, we've heard plenty of stories over the years about how Canada and their government system just ain't so hot.
You need to talk to Canadians before you say it's great.
Right. And some Canadians will say, it's great. They tend to be under the age of 35,
or even younger.
Younger than that.
A little older, but when you start getting up there, the fact is that any business has to decide where they're going to take their losses and all that other stuff, and so the place that they're going to take their losses is your life at the end of it.
Right. So a lot of elderly folks are essentially shut out by the government-run healthcare system. They're deemed as too old to be worth it.
Or if you have like an expensive rare procedure, those are the ones where people end up waiting in lines for a long, long time.
Absolutely.
Sometimes to the point of where it's seriously dangerous that
right.
they have to wait so long.
And that's why a lot of them do cross the border, the imaginary line, to come here to the U.S. and get the treatments done. But what does one Canadian have to say about this? Because apparently, Mark, you're telling me there's actually private care available in Canada, too.
Right. This is from John. He says, "Hey, Mark, I was just listening to the opening discussion last night's show about health care, and I thought I'd chime in with my experiences dealing with the non-socialized free market healthcare up here in Canada."
I don't think you can call anything a free market that is regulated. And I imagine that the Canadian healthcare market that is outside of the government system is as regulated, if not more so, than the American market.
He says, "That's right. In Canada, we do have a relatively free market in healthcare, or at least in certain areas of healthcare, in specific things like optometry and dentistry." I'd like to compare these two industries with the socialized medical system that we have here. Here being Canada. He's a Canadian.
So also pets. Right, yeah, veterinarians in the U.S., vets and dentists in the U.S. are much, they have much fewer regulations to deal with.
If they do go to socialized medicine here in the United States, you probably get better service from your vet.
I was going to say that you can get the veterinary health care in Canada is still relatively free compared to the human one. And so pets actually can get really good health care in Canada.
So he's not saying you can go and get an x-ray from a private provider. He's saying that there are certain things that are outside of the government system.
Yes, and you also don't want to portray the United States system as free market because it's certainly not.
Oh, no way.
No.
It's mostly government. It's mostly government paid for system, over 50% of the healthcare dollars.
Right. So
by government.
Really, what we need to do in the United States is we do need healthcare reform. We need to get the government the heck out of medicine.
Absolutely. And that means everything, abolishing the FDA, et cetera. But what's his story?
He says, "Currently, I have a family physician who I have been under for the last 10 years or so. It has gotten to the point that I am no longer comfortable seeing him because I have known one of his sons since I was 4. Now, I don't know why this is. Well, I should probably just get over it and keep in mind the whole patient confidentiality thing. It still seems pretty awkward to me. However, I have almost no chance to get a new family physician because waiting lists average anywhere from 1 to 3 years to get in to apply for, to apply with a new physician, let alone be accepted."
Wait. Okay. You just said it's 1 to 3 years to apply?
Yes.
There's a waiting list to apply.
To a new
and
physician.
And then you have to get accepted.
Right.
Wow.
That probably is relatively quick because the physician just then decides whether or not, but, you know, it's whatever.
They're bureaucrats, Mark.
Maybe.
You think it's relatively quick, huh?
I do. Once you get in,
maybe compared
to
3 years, it's relatively quick, but who knows? They might be 3 months back on approving applications.
I doubt it.
Okay. You're speculating,
so
am I.
If you already have a physician, like I do, it can be even longer. Because, obviously, people on the list, you know, one of the questions they're going to ask is, do you currently have a physician? Yes. Well, there's people who are in the list of 3 years back that want to get in to see a physician who don't have one.
Yep.
It could be decades before you got a new physician.
Well, we'll talk more about Healthcare Canada, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You are also welcome to bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it's your thoughts on healthcare or anything goes. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Features like the updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Hello, Mark. What you doing?
Take the StartPage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use StartPage.com instead of your Big Brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy inside of your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at StartPage.com. That's startpage.com.
All right, so we will take your calls about anything. We're going to continue the email here in a moment about the Canadian healthcare system, but we'll give callers preference because that's what the show is about taking your calls about anything. So let's talk to Tim in Delaware, listening to WGMD. Tim, good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. How are y'all doing?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
This is the first time I heard you, but I just.
It's the second time we've been on, Tim, so that's okay. Yeah. It's totally understandable.
I just think y'all being a bit disrespectful to the sacrifices that our veterans are making, and y'all are entitled to your opinion.
Well, I understand that there are sacrifices being made. Like people are taking bullets, big hard bullets, you know, hard bullets in their soft bodies. I agree with you, but you know, what is the reason that I should respect that?
Well, what about the people that died in the Twin Towers? Shouldn't somebody be paying that consequences of their actions?
I suppose that the criminals that committed those actions should pay for them, and the people that you know paid them, financed them, and that kind of thing. But my question still stands. What are we doing about that? It looked to me like George Bush had no intention. As a matter of fact, he said he doesn't care where Osama bin Laden was, and Osama bin Laden is not in Afghanistan, and he's not in Iraq, he's not in Somalia, and he's not in any of the places that we have troops.
Well, we don't exactly know where. Is he still alive?
Chances are very, very good from, you know, the reporters around the world that apparently do far better investigation than the United States military, that he's in the Pashtun area of Pakistan. But
we'll go in there and whack him.
Look, do you think it's okay to go in people's sovereign countries and whack people?
Well, they came in our sovereign country and killed innocent
civilians. Who, the Pakistanis came?
The consequences.
The consequences. The United States Constitution has a system for dealing with just what you're talking about. And that system is called letters of mark and reprisal. You put a bounty on Osama bin Laden's head, and then somebody goes and gets it. Instead of what they did, which was they put a bounty on his head, but they wouldn't let any American forces go get it, any American people. If you were an American citizen, you weren't allowed to claim that bounty, which is a stupid way to go about it in the first place. And the bounty wasn't very high if you wanted to mount some kind of force to do something.
Wait, now, how much money have the government people spent on the Iraq and Afghanistan conflict?
Combined?
Yeah. Quite a bit of money.
In excess of $1 trillion.
So basically, Mark, what you're saying is
all the Army guys that have no arms and no legs that we're going to have to take care of for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
The ones that have PTSD and the ones... What's that?
All right. They volunteered. They obviously see something that we don't.
Wait, point of information. Let's not get sidetracked here.
He was talking about the expenses of the war.
Tim, I want to just point something out here. What Mark just suggested was putting a bounty on the criminal's head. If the criminal is Osama bin Laden, putting a bounty on his head, Mark, you'd said that it wasn't very large, but yet they went and spent, you know, $1 trillion or whatever on the war.
So they put, like, I think $10 million on his head.
So why not take $1 billion and put it on his head or something like that? Wouldn't that be a more effective way of getting that person brought to some level of justice without having to spend trillions of dollars and thousands of lives and 100,000 innocent people over in those countries? Because, I mean, how do you feel about that? Do you feel like it's worth killing 100,000 human beings to go after one man?
Just ask the 3,000 people that died during the Twin Towers attacks and the Pentagon attack. Ask their relatives how they feel what we should be doing.
Well,
that's
I don't think
point.
That the relatives are qualified to spend my money, sir. See, that's the
or
issue.
Or to kill 100,000, or to decide whether 100,000
right.
people should
die. If their relatives said that they wanted to shoot you in order to solve the problem, would it be okay then?
If I took their lives, I guess I'd have to.
But you didn't, and neither did those 100,000 people. That's what we're talking about here.
But that's the consequences of war. That
I'd like to get back to your original
damage.
Question, though. Your original statement.
Let me go
statement.
With this.
No, I'd like to hear what Dale has to say on this.
Let him jump in on this, but I really want to go to this consequences of war thing.
Make a note,
then. This is fun. I enjoy this. This is fun.
So if I have, for instance, a burglar runs out of my house, he's got my TV set in his hand, I take a couple of shots at him. In the process, I perforate some woman's baby's head with the shots. Should I be charged with murder?
Well, that's your fault for missing.
Right.
Yeah, I guess
and
so.
That's 100,000 people that the U.S. military missed on. So my question to you is this. Should George Bush be brought up on charges for missing 100,000 times?
No.
Absolutely not. Right?
No.
Because you hold politicians to a different standard than you do individuals who are responsible for their actions.
Only the Democrats. Or the Republicans.
Sir, we had an act of war brought upon us, and the people who brought this act of war upon us should suffer the consequences.
Who were they?
Which people?
Well, they were terrorists.
Were terrorists from the country of terror?
Look, George H.W. Bush, the first George Bush president, had an attempt taken upon his life. So did Bill Clinton.
Well, it's you know, we're getting sidetracked.
So
your original statement.
The USS Cole is an act of war.
We're getting sidetracked. Your original statement was, we're being a little disrespectful. What do you think was disrespectful?
Well, to the sacrifice of the veterans, because these young men are...
How so? What did we do that was disrespectful?
Dying.
What did we do
Why?
That was... What did we say that was disrespectful to them?
Well, that they're just wasting their life, and they don't see it that way.
I don't think anyone said they were wasting their lives. So
no,
should we lie then about what we really think? Would that be respectful for them?
That's the beauty of talk radio, ain't it?
Okay, so then you agree we shouldn't lie, that would not be respectful.
Well, we're certainly not going to lie.
So I'm not
sure.
Lying.
So I'm still trying to understand what did we say that was disrespectful?
I think you said that they were just wasting their lives.
I was just being critical, Dale.
You just got to say we shouldn't lie about how we...
I don't expect them to remember exactly what we might have said. Essentially, okay. We were being critical of the conflict over there, and that was disrespectful enough in his mind. But here's what I want to bring us back to, is your consistent use, and you're probably not even aware of it, your consistent use, Tim, of this term they. If they attacked us, we should go attack them. They and we. Yes. And it's as though you're grouping everybody who's an Afghani or lives in the borders of Iraq. You're Camel grouping jockey. Them all into the same category as though all of them were in on the attacks and they all deserve to perish as a result of that. Do you see yourself doing that?
It's called collateral damage, isn't it? Civilians being killed in war.
But that is what the people from 9/11 were too. That's what the victims of 9/11 were too, because Osama bin Laden doesn't care about average citizens in the United States. What he wants is the United States military out of Saudi Arabia, which is a country we did not attack, by the way. So he was willing to kill 3,000 people with his suicide bomber guys who hijacked the planes, and therefore they're just collateral damage. You seem to care greatly about that collateral damage. However, you do not care about their collateral damage.
Why is that?
I would submit to you that is why war continues, is because people like you don't give a damn about other people's mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, and children.
Well, excuse me, but I disagree, buddy.
What? How many people's kids need to die in order for your blood to be for your desire for bloodlust to be satiated?
Vengeance.
Well, I mean, maybe like 10 to 1. That's how
okay.
I see.
We're well
like,
over that.
We ought to punished severely the people that took this innocent
the
civilians'
people.
Lives.
But this is, this is what I'm talking about.
You can't tell me who these people are. All you are able to do is basically...
hide behind civilians, and unfortunately the civilians is called collateral damage.
So, wait. When you say these people... But we're gonna, Tim. I want to hang on to you here, all right? Since you love it, we're gonna bring you back. And if you want to talk to Tim, 800-259-9231. These people, Tim. I want to know who these people are. Is it the 100,000 people that have been killed in Iraq and Afghanistan?
Muslim people.
Is that what you mean, Tim?
Terrorists.
Is it Muslims? Is it terrorists? I want to know from
Camel
you.
Jockeys.
Who are these people that deserve to perish? 800, because the people that crashed the planes into the buildings died on impact. It's Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all.
Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of.
Odysseus, the Rebel. Coming this October from Big Head Press.
Pre-order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit ComicShopLocator.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Some restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you enjoy this show, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. It's a great way to get the stuff that you need, the stuff that you want in life, and get it delivered to your door and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. You know Amazon, they're the world's largest internet retailer. They sell virtually everything, dozens of categories, even used items. So if you need to save a few extra bucks, you can go used. Also, going new is a pretty good idea with Amazon because in a lot of cases you get free Super Saver shipping on your purchases of new products through amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering through that link allows Free Talk Live to be given a spiff. Amazon basically cuts us in on their profits for sending them the business. So once again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, and we're on WGMD tonight. It's an FM talk station in Delaware that has joined us for our Saturday show. They're taking a few days of our weekday program. And so it seems like at any time we start on a brand new radio affiliate,
there's always somebody who is shocked by what they hear.
And somebody
no
like
doubt
Tim.
It is completely unlike what you hear on the radio these days.
It is true.
Because we're not
true.
Liberals. We're not conservatives.
Nope.
And it tends to rankle somebody on either side, whether it's a liberal or conservative station we happen to be on.
Right. On this show tonight, if you want to know what I think the appropriate terms would be for those of us behind the mics, I would choose voluntarist. Mark, you would choose?
Libertarian.
And Dale?
Anarchist.
Anarchist, of course. Deal with the libertarian macho flash
too.
Or anarchist macho flash. All right, so yes, it's inevitable that somebody like Tim will call in. And Tim, welcome back. You've been a very good sport. Indeed.
Yeah.
And we've been talking to you about war, specifically the Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts, and of course you've been taking kind of the typical pro-state position of because it's not, well, your position isn't really a Republican or Democrat position. It's a pro-state position that war is this war is good, that the 100,000 people that have perished at the hands of whether it's starvation or the troops themselves or whatever, those people are what you call collateral damage, and you know you've just written them off. But before we went away, and we do have somebody that wants to talk to you here in a little bit, another caller.
Okay.
But before we went away to break, I was addressing an issue in the way you're speaking, and it's something that afflicts me, too. So I'm guilty of this myself, Tim. You'll hear me do it from time to time, and I'm trying to get over it. But it's this way of thinking and this way of speaking, this very collective sort of way where you group people into groups that really shouldn't be grouped there. Essentially, you're grouping, you know, Afghanistan people or Iraqi people into these groups as though they're all associated with the terrorists and, you know,
I don't see it that way.
Well, then who are these people?
They're innocent civilians.
Okay.
Right? But they get called in the way of war. How did we win World War II? The 8th Air Force firebombed firestorms in Germany. We dropped the bomb on Japan. Unfortunately, a lot of innocent civilians died, didn't they?
It's also unfortunate that World War II occurred because it's likely the U.S. government's involvement in World War I that actually paved the way for Hitler and the conflicts in World War II. So if the United States government had actually, you know, honored their constitution and stayed the hell out of World War I, World War II likely would never have occurred.
Not to mention that the United States government turned down overtures of surrender from the Japanese government because they wanted a complete unconditional surrender. So they killed those million people in Hiroshima and Nagasaki essentially because they wanted an unconditional surrender. The only condition that the Japanese government wanted was that their Emperor Hirohito still be called a god, which the United States government ended up giving them anyway. So those million people died in Japan for nothing.
All right, you don't think that what did the Germans do to the Jewish population in Germany? They exterminated.
They wouldn't have done it if the United. They wouldn't have done it if the United States hadn't have gotten involved in World War I. German people didn't want to kill Jews. Hitler wanted to kill Jews. Hitler would not have gotten into power if it wasn't for
the Chancellor.
Come on, man.
Hang on, Tim. Now pay attention here because this is history.
I'm telling you history, Tim.
You're not what about what?
History about Germany and World War One and World War Two.
What you think that because the United States entered, which was under Woodrow Wilson, why we went to World War One?
Correct.
You think that caused the Versailles Treaty and all that?
Yes,
a lot of people
because
do. Actually,
it's pretty much established fact that the weight the United States threw behind the Allies in World War One essentially paved the way for this very lopsided treaty that was the Treaty of Versailles. Because Germany was still losing World War One when the United States got in, but they lost decisively. There wasn't this sort of it was completely lopsided. And if it hadn't have been, the treaty wouldn't have been so arduous on the German people. Therefore, they wouldn't have allowed a guy like Hitler, a madman, to come to power who was talking about, you know, Deutschland über alles and all that stuff. And you wouldn't have had the Jews killed. So one could say that Woodrow Wilson killed those Jews.
Oh, and don't remember, Woodrow Wilson,
Hitler
Tim,
killed them Jews, man. Jeez.
Well, actually, the guards in those prisons did it. Those guards in those prisons did it. They're responsible. They did the act.
Woodrow Wilson was
responsible. For it.
Well, Woodrow Wilson was responsible for it then, because all Hitler did was tell the guards to do it, and all Woodrow Wilson did was send our troops in there.
Woodrow Wilson ran on a campaign of staying out of war and broke his campaign promise and got involved. Look,
that sounds familiar, doesn't it? That seems to be a really common...
Yeah. History's repeating itself. And look, Tim... All right.
Yes.
Let's go back to this kind of concept that you uttered before the break, and that was these people that you wanted to go after. These people that were responsible in your mind for the attacks on the Twin Towers. You wanted to go after these people. Well, who are those people? Are you saying that it's somebody other than the folks that actually flew the planes into the buildings and incinerated themselves?
No, I am not. I'm speaking about the terrorists and whatever
the terrorists
came from.
That mean to be a terrorist? Do you mean someone who has actually engaged in a terrorist attack? Because if that were the case, that would make sense. But you're not talking about that, right? Because there haven't been any other terrorist attacks on the United States territory since that time.
He's been suffering terrorist attacks since 1974, I believe.
Who? Who has?
The American people.
In this country?
American citizens overseas, yes.
Oh, American citizens overseas. So you're saying if an American citizen goes overseas and some suicide bomber attacks there, that's good enough reason to move the U.S. military into action and invade that area and kill a bunch of people?
You're darn right it is.
You're out of your mind. Let's go to the phones here. Let's talk to Zach in D.C.
You're on with Tim.
Zach, you're on with Tim in Delaware.
Hi, guys.
Zach, you're on with Tim.
I think Tim is touching, I wouldn't say Tim's right, but
I think you might be touching on some concepts which are somewhat right about the collateral damage. However, that only applies in certain circumstances.
Like actual war, in that somebody would have had to have declared war? Because I can tell you that didn't happen. Thank you for the call tonight, Zach. Appreciate hearing from you. Tim, your thoughts?
We've not had a declared war since what? World War II, have we?
That's correct.
How do you feel about that?
Korea was a great loss of life. We didn't win that war.
No. How do you feel about that, the lack of declared wars?
Well, I don't really know, because I've never fought in one. All right.
From a constitutional perspective, because I know that goes over real well.
Well, yes, we should declare war, because then it would be all out, and then we could, like, we won the war in World War II. If we declared war against in Korea or Vietnam or Afghanistan or Iraq, we'd thump them hard.
Well, 100,000 people dead. 100,000 people, collateral damage, dead in Iraq, and haven't gone all out? How much collateral damage would it be if we had gone all out?
A million people.
Well, if we dropped the bomb, would be all out war.
You want to drop a bomb? Man.
Please don't say that.
No, I didn't say that. You say one thing and I say another.
I'm just trying to understand you.
I want to clarify historically about Afghanistan and Iraq. The United States military won the war in both of these places within a few weeks of entering.
By defeating the state.
A war is a conflict between states. And you cannot have a war on terror, because terror isn't a state.
It's a nebulous concept.
Right.
What
essentially,
are we gonna do?
I don't know.
What are who going to do?
I have a suggestion.
As American people, are we going to let people come into their country and keep bombing us?
I would love to answer this question for you.
It's a good question.
What we should do as the American people is demand that our government remove all of the troops from foreign countries, and then organizations like Al-Qaeda, which is run by people from Saudi Arabia, will not be upset with us for having troops in Saudi Arabia and propping up a king that they cannot depose. And therefore being essentially mercenaries, the world's mercenary.
I also have an answer for that, and I'll give it to you here in a bit. And I want to thank you, Tim, for the call tonight. We got to make room for other folks here at 800-259-9231. Good discussion. And I do want to still answer that question. What do you do about it? Because, Mark, your answer is a good answer, but it wouldn't necessarily solve the bad feelings that those people still have. So maybe bombs would still be brought over here. Maybe there's still that specter that might hang
over. It could happen.
So what do you do about that? We'll address it coming up here in moments. Hour 2 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.